It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
T-Tac. T-Tac on a night show on CFM here. Bonjour, it's your boy TP here. So the work of the police or the authorities is no easy task. And on every corner of the city, no matter where you are on this earth, police are there to uphold justice and to put criminals behind bars. And that means that their work is very dangerous. Recently over in New York City, it was announced that three new robots have been added to the police team to help up with dangerous situations. Now these robocops will be tasked to patrol the city streets and subways, and if any altercation or criminal activities have been detected, it will notify the headquarters for more instruction, or you know, someone from the HQ will deal with the situation remotely. So it doesn't require human intervention to really go down to the scene to do it, because you know, like I said, it's going to be dangerous. So instead it will have a intermediator, which is the robot. I think this is great for certain situations. Not sure if they will use this around the world for all the police around every corner of the city, but maybe in the future you're not going to see human robot police anymore, but you're gonna see RoboCop TFM.